BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And ladies and gentlemen, while I know there is so much happening in the world and we often have our news roundups, we're going to be taking a pause from our discussion of the issues to take time for the express purpose of honoring mothers. This coming Sunday is Mother's Day, and today we're going to give you opportunity to call and honor your mother as we look toward this special day. Mothers do have great influence upon their children, and throughout history we can see the powerful impact of a mother on her child and the many biblical examples that we can see of that. And indeed, as a mother impacts her child, that child often has an impact upon the world. Well, in past such Mother's Day tribute programs on Crosstalk, I've taken time to share about the influence of my own mother in my life, a mother with 7 children, expecting child number 8, and suddenly left as a widow at the age of 32 years. God, in a very miraculous way, brought her to faith in Christ, as well as each of my siblings, and through the years has continued to have a significant impact on my own life. This summer, she will be 88 years old, if the Lord wills, and also a very faithful, continuous prayer warrior for her children. But today, though, I just want to give a tribute to my own wife. While I don't very often get personal here on this program, next month we'll be married 37 years. 3 of our 4 children are married and now have children of their own, blessing us with 9 grandchildren. Our 4th child was born with special needs, diagnosed with Angelman syndrome. And though he is a young adult now in his mid-20s, my wife is a primary caregiver and experiences just many challenges continuously as a mom with a special needs son. But her love, her patience, her endurance, her creativity, her industriousness, even her determination are such a model example. So I just want to begin by giving a very happy Mother's Day to my dear wife, Faith, and as we hit Mother's Day 2020. Folks, I came across a poem written by Alice Hanshey Mortensen. It's in a poetry book that we have here at VCY America called He Holds My Hand. And in this book is one of her poems called A Mother's Prayer that I would like to share with you today here on the broadcast. She writes this: O loving God, I need great wisdom with this little lad. Oh, give me the patience that I wish I'd had when someday he is tall and strong and grown and will have left the safety of our home. Oh, let there be with me no sad remorse for unkind word or swift unthinking course of discipline that is looking back might blight his memory or make him feel I turn his heart from thee. True it is, he must obey the rule, but home should be a very loving school where bruises heal and hurts are wiped away and sensitive young hearts are taught to pray. Oh, loving God, please grant the wisdom that I need from day to day and help me plant the seed of thy true love within his eager heart. This task is so important, God. Please help me do my part. Alice Hanshey Mortensen in the book He Holds My Hand, written a mother's prayer. Today on Crosstalk, rather than any long discourse, and yes, I understand all the issues going on in our world, and they are many, we're going to pause today. And we're going to give you opportunity to honor your mother. We look forward to this program every year at this time and give you opportunity to pause and honor your mother. And if you're like me, you could probably talk for some time about your mother and her influence. But as a means to have as many calls and tributes as possible today on Crosstalk, I am going to ask that you limit your comments to not exceed a minute so that we can have as many as possible call in just to express those words of love and appreciation. Many of you could give us stories that will go back for many, many years about things that happened, but try to confine your comments to about a minute long so that we can have many who wish to give tribute to their mom. And we're opening our phone lines right now at 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-259. We would love to hear from all over the country today from individuals honoring their mom here for Mother's Day. We know it's a special time, and it's a time in which we take time aside from, yes, busy schedules and matters to talk about the issues that do matter a lot to us, and that is giving tribute to moms on Mother's Day. And we'd like to encourage you to call and get through. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to call and participate in this Mother's Day call-in program, a Mother's Day Tribute 2020. So our number, write it down. All the lines are packed right now. But as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means there's an open line, and we'd like to invite you to call at 800-733-9829 for our Mother's Day tribute program here for 2020. We're going to begin right away, West Dallas, Wisconsin. Beth, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air. Oop, I hit a wrong button. Go ahead, Beth.
My mom and Brad's mom has been gone for some time now, but I want to give honor to Faith today, your wife as well. You know, being a mother, grandmother, and your helpmate, she's also does so much for VCY.
Yeah.
Love her as Aunt Faith. But I have to tell you personally, you know, in the past 10 years facing some medical challenges, she has, you know, been such an encouragement for me, not even knowing it. And I just look through all the things that she does, and she is just an extraordinary, sweet person, and I am so blessed to know her.
Amen. God bless you, Beth. Thank you for the call. Robert is calling from Glendale. You're on the air, Robert.
Thank you, brother. I just want to honor my mother. She's been at home with the Lord since 2007. She prayed for me earnestly. I don't know how many years before I got saved. I got saved at 24. I'm 67 now. But I remember her praying for me, and I have to give her the credit. And I'm so grateful, so grateful. Thank you very much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Robert. Elaine is calling from Anago, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I'll just make this short and sweet, just like my mom. There's so many wonderful things I could say about her, but I'll just say she's going to turn 91 this year, and I have so many wonderful memories of her. And growing up, I had a wonderful childhood. I had ups and downs, but with her being my mom and taking care of our family, I just have nothing but good memories of her, and I love her so much, and she's just been and is the most wonderful and greatest mother in all the world, and I love her so much, and I'm so thankful to God for her.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Martha in Scottsdale, Arizona, you're on the air.
I'm from Scottsdale, Kentucky, but I want to say so much about my mom. She taught me the best lesson ever as a mother, and that was that lesson of unconditional love. She didn't always like what we did, but she showed us that she always loved us.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Martha, for your call from Kentucky. Alan, Bridgeport, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. And I want to let you know that I'm a proud West Virginian, and Mother's Day started in Grafton, in a church. Wonderful. But hey, my mom's a born-again Christian, 85 years old. God bless her. I wish I could see her face-to-face soon enough because it's this COVID stuff. It's been really hard. But I talk to her every day. And, Jim, I love you, and I love what you do. God bless you and your family.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Blanche in Bainbridge, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, my mom died 37 years ago, but she never quit praying that I'd be saved. And 47 years ago, I got saved. But I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to her, but a Happy Mother's Day to every mother who chose to have their child and become a mother instead of killing their baby.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to every one of you.
Thank you, Blanche. Appreciate your call here today. Friends, already we've heard testimony of those who have said, my mom prayed for my salvation, and many years later I trusted Christ. Don't ever, ever, ever give up praying for your children. Matilda in Waukesha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I thank God for my mother. She was the mother of 11 children, taught us to believe in God, also to live, to love one another, respect our elders, and be kind to everyone. I had a beautiful life growing up. Even though my mom is gone from my life, she still lives in my heart. I loved her dearly. Thank you.
God bless you, Matilda. Cheryl is next in Sturtevant. You're on the air, Cheryl.
Hi, Hi, good afternoon, everybody. God bless you and happy Mother's Day to all the moms and stepmoms. I'm a stepmom and want to give tribute to my mom who's been there for me, raising us all with the joy of the Lord since we've been little children. And as my music ministry went forth, she was always there to pray and continue to be just a special prayer warrior for my husband and I and our family, and thankful that she surely is the Proverbs 31 woman. God bless all of you, and thank you for your ministry, and may you be blessed today and your wife. I loved your testimony about your wife as well, and praying for her as well.
Thank you,
God
Cheryl.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Timmy in Kenosha, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm thankful for my mom for many reasons. Like, she helps me every day, and she's always there for me. She loves me, and I love her. It says in 1 Peter 3:4, you should be known for that beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Hmm. And my brother is thankful for her because she is the best cook. And then he wants to say something.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
He said, I love you, Mom.
Okay, very good. And how old are you?
I'm 12. My brother's 20.
Amen. Oh, God bless you, Timmy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Chris in Wheeling, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I would just like to give honor to my mother. She's in a nursing home, and we can't go and see her because of the virus. And next month, she'll be 98 years old. And I just wanted to say that she lived her faith. She didn't talk a lot about her faith, but she showed by example. And she was the most giving mother. And she had 6 children, and we always had our needs met. And she'd give to us and go around in tattered clothes. Mm. So I just wanted to say that I love my mother, and
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today, Chris. From West Virginia, and let's go now to Pennsylvania, West Springfield, Pennsylvania. Guy, you're on the air.
Thank you. I listen to your show every day, and I just want to say that my mom passed away in 1995, and I miss her today, and I still love her. And I just wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you, Guy. Mark in Birmingham, Alabama, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to wish my mother, Eleanor, a wonderful Mother's Day. She's in Fort Davis, Texas.
Mm.
And one thing that I remember growing up when I was in college, I traveled for 4 years for our traveling ensemble, and she would write a letter either every day or at least every other day to the houses that I would stay in, and I would always have mail from her. And I just want to thank God for my godly mother, Eleanor, and she'll be 87 this year. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mark. Thank you for the call here today. Yeah, I remember being off in college, and long-distance calls were quite expensive at that time. Cell phones non-existent. But faithfully, Mom would send me 2 letters every week, bringing me up to date on things going on at home. Thank God for mothers. We're up against a break, so we're going to take the break and come back with more of your phone calls here today on Crosstalk. Write the number down, and as you hear somebody discontinue their call with us, that means that line is open at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Mother's Day Tribute 2020.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, the pterosaurs were flying reptiles, but were they good flyers or not?
Chris, it's hard to know because we've never seen one fly. We do see their skeletal remains, and some of them were absolutely huge. How could they have flown? A scientific study of some of their skulls has given us some clues. That portion of the brain which integrates input from the different sensory organs was large in the pterosaurs, much larger than in other creatures. This gives us the impression that the creature was a good flyer. Of course, evolutionists propose that all these functions and organs came about by natural selection. What could have given some non-flying creature this ability? A much better idea is that God created these huge creatures as a monument to his creative ability and imagination. Today, we just sit back and marvel. And it's been that way ever since, back in Genesis.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for going back to Genesis.
It's our Mother's Day Tribute 2020 here on VCY America's Crosstalk Radio Broadcast. And today, well, I'm letting you do the majority of talking as you want to give tribute to your mom on Mother's Day. Again, to accommodate as many people as possible, we're asking that you keep your comments to a minute or less, though every one of us could take a full hour, I know. Let's see how many folk we can have participate in the program. We're going to go across ocean waters here to tomorrow, where it's... Tomorrow in New Zealand, Joshua calling in. Hi, Joshua.
Hello, Jim. It's nice to talk to you again. I actually am nearly 29 years old, and I love my mummy, who's done so much for us. She homeschooled us. She taught us about Christianity and about the Bible and things like that. I got saved at nearly at 11th birthday. I'm still at home. I have to, of course, and actually do prayer together about the things that are going on in the world. We're seeing many positive answers to prayer, and that fits in with yesterday's program as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that beautiful, and of course, I've got a beautiful little book here about a mummy bear and baby bear called I Love You This Much, and it's become basically our story. And if you don't mind my asking, could you play that song called My Mother's Gentle Love at the end of the program?
Probably for copyright, I won't be doing that because this is archived
I understand.
On CDs and so forth. But My Mother's Gentle Love is just a very precious song. Thank you, Joshua. Yeah.
Probably play it tomorrow. Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Emily from Milo, yeah. Missouri, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, and the best tribute I can say about my mom is that she raised 9 of us children, and they're all following the Lord, and she has 37 grandchildren and 2 more on the way, and I just want to say Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you, Emily. Let's go to Angie next in Mosby, Montana. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm giving a lot of praise and thanks to my mom. She's gone for almost 20 years. But there were 14 of us kids, and she'd bake bread just about every day, 21 loaves a day or in a week. But anyway, she just was a very hard worker. She would sew and teach us and cook and teach us, and she was just a great mom. And I just thank the Lord. She was my mom.
Amen. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.
We have Alicia calling in from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
I would just like to say I had a wonderful mother. She's a mom of 16 children by one union. And in this day and time, the world is so dark without her. And to all of the mothers, stepmoms, foster moms, God bless you. Stay encouraged. We can only get the love from the Lord from a mother.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to all.
Great. Thank you so much for that tribute. Joanne is calling from Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I want to offer encouragement and blessings and prayers for all mothers, stepmothers, all mothers that are included, and single moms especially, have a lot of faith in the Lord. When I lost my mother, I ended up in a children's home, and she was the mother of all mothers and took not my mother's place, but the place that she could and taught us and led us all to the Lord. And I want to thank the Lord for her. Her name was Mary Louise, and my mother's name was Marge. Thank you for your radio station. We really appreciate it.
Great.
Have a blessed evening and a blessed Mother's Day.
God bless you. Thank you, Joanne. Leo is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Jim.
Hi there.
Great show. My mom, June, passed away some years ago, 68 years old, but being Friday, I thought of this. Well, she was a beautiful lady. A lot of people told her she looked like Elizabeth Taylor. But she made the best fish fry. We'd catch all these crappies, clean them up, of course, and she'd have 2 big electric frying pans going.
Oh, I'm sure you can really enjoy that. Thank you so much here, Leo.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye. Kelly in Reedsburg, you are on the air.
Hi, I was calling to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Jeannie, and just thank the Lord that she was such a godly woman for me, my brother, Kevin. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Kelly. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas. Mary, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to say thank you to my mother. Even though we did have a dad in the house, she did the yard, she did the cooking, and I just want everyone to know that my mother was a lovely lady, and she was beautiful. And everybody be safe out there, okay?
Thank you for your call, Mary. Tom in Pittsburgh, Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and that my mom was a very godly influence in my life, and she taught me many things about how to be a good man and to follow the Lord, and I just wanted to say that. She passed away in 2011.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Earl is calling from Kalispell, Montana. You're on the air, Earl.
Hi. I had a great mother, and I'm thankful for that, but I'm really thankful for my mother-in-law. I loved her dearly. She's been gone for several years, but she gave me a beautiful wife and that I've had for 53 years, and I just thank God for the many blessings I've had because of her.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Earl. Yeah. We've got Carrie calling from Wisconsin Rapids. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I currently think of the mothers who are currently serving in the military. Not only their dedication to our nation, but at the same time, their commitment and their love for their families. That is quite a challenge by itself. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Sue is next in Union City, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to thank the Lord for my mom. She's now 90 years old. She raised five of us kids. She lost one. And much of the time, she had to work bringing us up, but she was always there for us. And bless her heart, she's 90 years old, and she's still there for us now. And I just want to thank the good Lord for her.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Barbara in Onalaska, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you for this beautiful program. I just love hearing everybody being so happy about their mothers. My mother was the first time I heard the name Jesus. Our neighbor lady had passed on, and I couldn't stop crying, and she come up and said, "Why, Barbara, why are you crying like this?" And she thought I was sick, and I said, "No, I'm not going to see Mrs. Fuller anymore."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Why, Barbara?" And then she went on to say how there will be a time when Mama's going to have to die, and even someday you will pass on.
Hmm.
But she said, then we go to be with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to tell everybody out there listening, have a beautiful Mother's Day every day.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara, for your call from Onalaska. Next to Franklin, we have Hannah calling. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I'm really grateful for my mom. She's a Christian mother, and she loves us. And
oh, we just lost Hannah here. Patty is calling from Tempe, Arizona. You're on the air, Patty.
Hi, everybody. I wrote a poem for mothers everywhere, and I pray a blessing upon each one of you. Mom, you are the best. I know I have sometimes put your patience to the test, but you never gave up on me. Mom, you are the best. Beautiful and caring, you taught me a lot about love, forgiveness, and sharing. I so much appreciate all you've done for me throughout the years. Crazy fun times, laughter, and tears. Thanks, Mom, for being brave and strong and for encouraging me all along life's way. All of us have good memories, I hope, of our moms and happiness in our hearts regarding the mentors, the moms, and friends. We love you, Mom. Mm. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you, Patty.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Ruth Ann in Erie, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank God for my mother. She made my own pajamas. She made everything from scratch. She was a godly example. On Sunday, she'd read her Sunday school lesson. She read me Bible stories every day. She read to me every day, which made me a good reader, and then I ended up reading to my daughter and made her a good reader. When she became a single mom, she never did anything against the commandments. I never had to worry about her boyfriends molesting me. There was no boyfriends. There was Jesus, and just a lot of hard work, and I wish I would have been a better daughter.
Hmm. Thank you, Ruth Ann, for your call here today. We're going next to Prosser, Washington. Corey, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just want to say thank you, as well as all those today, about my mom. I grew up in a home that was not Christian, but I had a mom that loved me, taught me so much. And today, we are so close because of the Lord. It's awesome. And just want to say thank you to my mom and even my mother-in-law, just a wonderful, godly woman as well. And my wife, it's just, man, I'm surrounded by some wonderful moms and ladies. And just happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you, Corey. Let's, by the way, our telephone number, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Have three open lines. Let's go to Franklin, Wisconsin. We have Noel calling, and you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to call and say how grateful I am for my mama, because she's a good Christian mom and a great example, and we love her very much.
Mm. Amen. Thank you for calling today and sharing that. Our phone lines are available here, 800-733-9829. We're going through calls quickly, meaning there's lots of opportunity for you to be involved. Bayview, Wisconsin. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I just thought I'd give a call and say thanks to my mom. She passed away 13 years ago now, but remember her dearly. Taught us the Bible, and I miss that. And my mother, and my wife as well, Deborah, wonderful mother too. So God bless you. Thank you for your show.
Amen. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's see. Next is Austin in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
So I just want to say my mom is a really great mom. I just want to say that she helps me with everything. She helps me with my math. I just want to, she's a really great person. I just want to thank her for getting me closer to the Lord. And that's all I got to say about her, because she's a really great person. I can't say any more because I can't even explain how great she is.
Hmm. And how old are you, Austin?
I'm 12 years old, but I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And you said your mom helps you with math. That tells me you can count on her.
Yep.
Thank you, Austin. Let's go to Kathy in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon here in Pensacola. Thank you for your show. It's wonderful. I just want to shout out to my mom, Margaret. My dad left my mom 25 years ago, and I can remember her sitting in the recliner saying, you know, well, Mom, we're just going to have to trust God. And she would say, well, what's he going to do for us? And, oh, my goodness, what he has done for us. And what we all need to do is just thank God for his leading, providing, his faithfulness and goodness. And I thank God for my mom every day.
Yeah.
She turned 84 yesterday.
Hmm.
So, yes. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday
and
to Kathy's mom.
May God bless us.
Indeed. Thank you for your call
thank
here today.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, we're going to, we're just seconds away from the break, so we're going to be taking the break, and then we'll come back to more of your phone calls as we're going through calls quickly, but just giving you opportunity to give a special tribute to your mom during Mother's Day 2020. Certainly, God has placed mothers in our lives, and we thank him for the godly influence that has impacted so many lives. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. James 4:14 poses this thought, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, "But I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values." While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed his blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. What a fitting way to end this week here. A special tribute to moms for Mother's Day and giving you opportunity to do so in a public way here today on the broadcast. Again, we thank you for respecting, keeping it about a minute or less in order to get to accommodate many callers here on air today. And so let's go right back to the phone lines. We'd like to have as many of you as possible. Right now, lines are all packed, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call. We're going next to Boise, Idaho. We have Deanna calling, and Deanna, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for taking my call, and I want to wish everyone out there a blessed Mother's Day. Mm. And I want to say that my mother taught me how to forgive. She didn't hold grudges if someone offended her or if the kids, our family, we had problems. She would always see the positive, and she just never held a grudge, and I think of her often, and when I am offended or hurt, I think of her and how she would respond. So I am grateful for that, for her example, and I just appreciate the opportunity to say so many years later. She's been with Jesus for many years, but we never forget our moms.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deanna. We've got Clay next in Danville, Kentucky. Hi, Clay. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your show and all you've done for us and all the information you give us. But I want to say, I heard you talking about mothers. I couldn't hardly keep from crying thinking about what a wonderful mother I had. And I'd like to tell you just one instance. She raised 11 children, her and my dad. My dad drank, but my mother was a wonderful Christian. And always spreading love. She was walking charity. She loved us all the same. And she was there for us all the time. Some little girl told me my wife and I, a while back, she said, I'm a single mother. And this is what I thought. Let me tell these facts. She said, I'm a single mother, and I've got three children. And I'm trying to go to college and work as a waitress. And we'd bought her a pair of shoes, and she was thanking us for it and crying. And I said, she said, I'd like to have more to give to my children than what I had. I said, honey, let me tell you something. I said, I had a mother that passed away, a precious godly lady, and I said she didn't have anything to leave any of us when she died. Didn't have two nickels rubbed together, I but said, but my mother, she taught us the knowledge of Jesus and gave us that, and she loved us all the same. She loved me so much, and she taught us about Jesus that loves me now. And I said, that's the greatest gift that you can give your children.
Yeah.
I want to say, Vic, I had a wonderful mother, a great lady.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Clay, for that tribute here today. Kevin, in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim. I lost my mother in 2015. Not a day goes by that I do not miss my mother. But what helps me through this, the essence of my mother, is this. One of these days, I will see my mother again, but for eternity. And I want to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Especially your wife.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that so very much. I just want to interject here. Those of you who are moms, number one, we appreciate you and happy Mother's Day to you. But sometimes you wonder, am I having an effect upon my children? I hope you're hearing these testimonies today to know that indeed you do have an impact. Oh, you may not see immediate results, but there are lifelong results. So stay faithful, moms. Jeff is calling from Appleton, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, my mom had 11 kids, and she wasn't a believer, but she sure treated us with love and kindness. And especially me, I was a sickly child, and put a strain on her, but she took a lot of the pain that my dad was dishing out and defended us children and protected us. And she just taught me. I said, Mom, I'm a boy. Why do I have to do dishes? Why do I have to scrub floors? Why do I have to do this? But you know what? My whole life I've been kind of a maid wherever I've lived, and it's like I love doing dishes. And my mom is just the greatest mom. I wish that she had known Jesus, but I'm very thankful for my mother. Amen. Thanks for your program.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye now. Christina in Albany, Kentucky. You're on the air.
I want to thank God for my mom. She didn't raise us in a Christian home, but because she decided to keep me, I was able to grow up and become a Christian. My mom had my brother 2 months before she turned 18, and 4 months later, she found out she was expecting me. But like I said, instead of giving me up, my mother chose to keep me, and I want to thank God that she did that. Because of her, I'm living for God now. And also, she's still a really good mother. Now she's raising her 5-year-old granddaughter that has stage 4 Wilms cancer, my brother's daughter. So my mother is a really good woman. She may not be living for God, but I still love her. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Christina. Sherry in Pine Knot, Kentucky, you're on the air.
I'd like to say thank you, Mom, for taking care of me when I was little. And now that I'm older, I'm thankful for the privilege of getting to help you, and I'm thankful for all that the Lord has brought you through. I love you, Mom.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Sherry. We've got Abigail next in Wisconsin Dells. You're on the air, Abigail.
Hi. I just want to thank for my mama. It's not been an easy road, but I'm thankful that she stayed married to my pa, even though it wasn't easy at first, and she's just through the bumps and everything, and even when, you know, scraps between me and her, she still loves me, and I just thank her, God, for her. And one thing is, last year, I went to my first youth conference, and I had said I wanted a pair of new shoes, sandals, just because I wanted, it was exciting for me. And she went, you know, to great lengths just to find them for me, even though they were expensive, and that was just something special she did for me, and I thank her for that.
Wow.
And also I thank God for my grandma, who we both, I really love my grandma. And finally, for Mrs. Hansen, she really helped my mom in the first rough starts of my parents' marriage, and she was my Sunday school teacher, and I just praise God for those three women. Great. And my parents now have been married for 15 years. So I praise God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Abigail, for your call from the Dells. Appreciate it so much. I've got 3 open lines again here, friends. And so if you've tried to get through, give us another try. 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
All right. I just wanted to say how grateful and blessed I am to have a Christian mother who loves and obeys God. And my brothers and sisters are just going to say something all together, just real quick.
We love you.
Very good. We got it. Thank you so much here for that chorus of We Love You, Mom. Thank you so much for your call here today on Crosstalk. 800-733-9829 is our number. We're going to Racine, Wisconsin. Julie, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
My mother is gone. She died when she was 56, and she was a very good mother. And I miss her very much. I know she's in heaven with God, that's for sure. Anyway, I had a very good mother. She was a very cool mother, and I was her only child because my dad died when I was 3. And she was a very cool mother, a very loving mother.
Mm-hmm.
A very loving mother. She was a school crossing guard, too. And she loved all the kids, and she's just a very good mother and a very good sister, daughter in every way, and a good friend to everybody.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate that tribute today. Debbie is calling from Waupun, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I just want to thank God for my mother. She, we didn't have a home of believers. She and my dad were not believers when they were first married, but my mother found it very important to take us to church. She didn't really understand why, but later God blessed her and he honored her, and we were in a military home. He took us overseas, and everyone in my family came to know the Lord through missionaries to the military, and I'm so thankful that she felt
and important to take us to church. She didn't know why, but I think God honored her for that. And I just want to thank God for her. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Jan is calling from Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Jan.
Hey, just wanted to say thank you so much for your program. Everybody is so wonderful. And I just want to thank my mother. Everybody has hardships. Raised four kids by herself. Dad took off when I was real young. And we learned to be strong because of my mother's faith. And she was just a wonderful, loving person. She just turned 87. She's my best friend. And our whole life has always been church. Christ first. So just wanted to say thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jan. Lucy is calling next in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi.
My mother is a great woman. She was, when I was a baby, she went through a divorce with my father. She's a wonderful woman and has handled it really good. Hmm. I know my father might not treat her as she wants to, but she has handled it. This Mother's Day, I want to make it the best through this coronavirus stuff. And, Mom, if you're listening, you have been so good to me. I love you very much. Thank you.
God bless you, Lucy. Be praying for Lucy. Michael in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Did you say my name, sir?
Yes, sir. You're on the air, Michael.
Oh, thank you. I wish to say that my mom and I, before she was saved, I had a bad injury, and I was definitely in the hospital, and I cannot forget when she walked into the hospital room and she walked out. Though it took me many, many years, but I can understand now, being much older, the mother who birthed me is looking at a child white because of loss of blood. I mean, but it's taken me years to express her face, but that love in her heart, not being able to comprehend what it's like to lose a son. Hmm. But that day made her acceptable to the Lord. Hmm. And from that point, she was saved. But just the love of a mother, you'll never know.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your call here today. Tim is next in Hillsboro, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day. My mother, who's passed on, my wife, my daughter, all mothers, and I had one of the moms that was always awake when till my brother and I both got in from our running around days. She wouldn't go to sleep till she knew we were at home in bed and safe. And you don't realize till you get older the sacrifice that the moms make for you.
Yeah.
And just wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. We've got Ava in Calumet, Michigan. You're on the air, Ava.
Hi. I just want to say that my mom is the best, and she's good to me.
Very good. Thank you for your call. Lynn in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to. My mom passed away a few years ago. A tribute to her and to my mother-in-law, who is still alive. She's 95. But mostly I wanted to praise my three daughters, who are now mothers, and they are doing an exceptional job raising our 9 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And just lifting them up to the Lord and for His protection.
Praise the Lord for that. Appreciate that. Well, thank you for the call here, and we're up against a break. We're going to take the break, and we're going to come right back to the final segment here with more of your phone calls. What a wonderful day it is hearing these tributes for moms. And folks, you've heard the tears expressed, the heartfelt sentiments from so many here today. Moms, don't give up. Continue to be that godly influence in your children's lives. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. The globalists cannot let a good crisis go to waste. They also are committed to the long-term goals and objectives of their worldview. Remember the Club of Rome? Well, in 1972, they put out a book, 1972, called The Limits to Growth. It was based on an MIT model, and it was about population control. Well, guess what they did last year, 2019? They released a book called Planetary Emergency Plan. wow, September 2019, they put out a book called Planetary Emergency Plan. Yep. And it was all about the green agenda and population control. And they talked about 2020 being the year of the super year, quote, super year of 2020, and that it would be 12 critical months for the people, nature, and climate. How did they know this? Many of these groups had their plans ready to go. That's why they're responding to the pandemic as they are.
This is far better than the news roundup day today, isn't it? Just hearing so many wonderful testimonies and tributes to moms on Mother's Day, and we'll get as many calls as we can in this segment as well. If you miss the number, write it down. All the lines are packed right now, but as they go through, they're expressing their sentiments today. You can call 800-733-9829. I should say expressing their tributes today here on this Mother's Day Tribute 2020. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona. Dwayne's calling. You're on the air, Dwayne.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I just want to pay tribute to my mom, who passed away in 95. She was Margaret Oquist. She was from Irma. And I know that there's a lot of Oquists and Reichert. She married Art Reichert way back when. So I know that there's a lot of family. We grew up around Spencer Lake and in Milwaukee. And in fact, they were the first family to buy land on Spencer Lake Bible Camp. My mother always prayed. She was a praying woman. I was a terrible kid growing up. She didn't live to see me turn my life around. But she was a great woman, and I know there's a lot of family out there that listens to your show. Friends around Final Act and Merrill, and my aunt and uncle Lud and Maxine. Of course, Maxine was a king.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you so much for your call here today and your tribute here from Phoenix. Appreciate it. Ken in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm just wanting to put a wish out for my mother, who just passed away, and she's in heaven. But I'd like to praise and tell the guys out there that have been mothers to their kids that they're honored too. I got a buddy that just gave me a call and told me Happy Mother's Day, and realized that you got to be both. And we have a lot of women out there that are not being good mothers.
Ken, thank you for your tribute today. Mike in Marshfield, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jim. Yeah, my mom is in a nursing home now. She's always the one that prayed for us and always met their needs as kids, and I'd just like to say I love her so much. I'm probably, the reason I'm saved now is probably because of her prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. Joyce in Muskegon, Michigan, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yes, thank you. My mother's been gone 16 years now. She loved Jesus. She was a praying mom on her knees at her bedside every night. She's with the Lord now, and she took care of elderly ladies, expecting mothers, and she brought meals to the elderly, and she took people to the hospitals and doctor appointments, and she sewed a lot of clothes, and we got some of them. Anyway, and all the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have Afghans that were made personally by her, and so we just love her very dearly, and we miss her. 16 years ago last March.
Thank you, Joyce. John in Menominee Falls, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just thank the Lord for my mother, who nurtured all eight of us, and I was the first person saved, and I was pretty much abandoned by many of my family, but I kept praying for them and praying for her in almost 5 years to the day of my salvation. She accepted Christ as her Savior.
Praise the Lord.
About a month before she died, and I just give God glory, and it's worth it to keep living for Christ.
Yeah,
having a testimony that honors them, honors the Lord. All I can say, I just give God the glory. And I wasn't sure, and I prayed about it. And I was in a service, and I went to my Bible, and I had started reading a devotion on Psalm 116 from Charles Haddon Spurgeon that morning, and I finished the devotion, and I came to those verses after praying for nearly a month, where it says, it talks about paying your vows to the Lord because you're his servant and the son of his maid servant. And I just about wanted to jump up in my chair and give God the glory.
Amen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Welcome back.
Marianne in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. God bless you, and thanks for the call. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And about my mother, who was a Catholic and raised us as Catholics, I had witnessed her a number of times, but she always rejected it. And but the week before she died, I prayed with her. And when it came to putting her faith and trust in Jesus, she stopped short and didn't say his name and looked up at me. And so I never got the confirmation that she could have been saved until 10 minutes ago, Jim, when I was listening to this program. The Lord reminded me, and he said, my word will not return void.
Yeah. We'll accomplish that what she pleases. Thank you, Marianne. Rachel in Pine Knot, Kentucky, you're on the air.
I'd like to give up my mom. She is one of the reasons I am the young lady that I am today. Our thanks. Thanks, Mom, for teaching me by the example you've been. Love you, Mom.
Thank you, Rachel. Spencer in Lansing, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello. I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, being an awesome mom, homeschooling us, and just say I love you, Mom.
Thank you, Spencer. Appreciate your call. Friends, I'm convinced we could go on for hours here today on Crosstalk, giving these tributes to mothers on Mother's Day. I would like to close today with something I found on the back of a church bulletin many years ago. It was called My Christian Mother. It was written by, it looks like, a Martha Reddings in Sydney, British Columbia. But it's called My Christian Mother. One of the richest blessings this life can ever afford is that of a Christian mother who loves and serves the Lord. Her value can never be reckoned or weighed on the scales of earth, for her price is far above rubies and gems of the greatest worth. Lest you forget what you owe her, it's a debt you can never repay. Tell her how much you love her, to please her, go out of your way. Don't be ashamed of emotion on her day of any other. Show her heart some heartfelt devotion. Say, you're a wonderful mother. But if, like some, your mother is home in glory land, oft-times to see her face you long and to feel the touch of her hand, today we recall with rejoicing the blessed hope that we'll meet together around the heavenly throne to worship at Jesus' feet. My Christian Mother by Martha Reddings of Sydney, British Columbia. We trust each of you moms will have a blessed Mother's Day, and you moms who are tired, distressed, and worried, continue in prayer. Be praying for your children. Continue to live that godly example before your children. It's making a difference. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.